is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So, Riggins, your mom does all of the cooking for Thanksgiving. She hosts it, and she's, doesn't like anybody commenting and so forth. So, you're not big on pranking your mom anyway, right? You play pranks on your mom?
No.
Okay, well, my brother and I always played pranks on my mom, and I thought of one that would be good. If your family is getting together for Thanksgiving and, whoever is the host that's doing most of the cooking, play this prank on them. Have some sort of a food delivery come right before you're about to eat Thanksgiving dinner, like Taco Bell with, doing Uber Eats or something.
Yeah.
And say, well, I just got this because I wanted to have a backup.
That'll go over great.
See, I bet the whole family would think that's hilarious.
Yeah, after all day in the kitchen that she's been working.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So I'm concerned that somebody may have tried to sabotage Lindsay. She was supposed to bring in the bagged carrots yesterday for the kids' lunch, special Thanksgiving lunch. Well, I don't know if you've opened a newspaper. Well, you haven't opened a newspaper. If you've looked at the news, there's a major recall on bagged carrots.
No.
Yeah.
Trader Joe's, Publix, Wegmans. I didn't see Harris Teeter listed. That was going to be my question.
Okay, good.
But bagged carrots may contain traces of E. coli. Multiple deaths, I believe.
This is why I say you can't eat healthy. You cannot eat healthy anymore.
Is that right? It's one of the things on your long list of reasons why.
Yeah.
39 illnesses, 15 hospitalizations, one death in 18 different states. They're under the brand names of Bunny Love, Trader Joe's, Wegmans, and more. So they're still tracking down all the sources, but E. coli on the bagged carrots. And I thought, well, isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm. The one thing they wanted her to bring so they could pin it on you, say it was probably that Lindsay that got her kids sick.
Mm-hmm. The one that doesn't abide by our healthy food recommendations for the kids, gives her kids sugar and McDonald's
and things with preservatives in them.
How dare you? They were trying to pin it on me.
I think so.
And they don't love me
already.
I hope they don't listen.
What do you think the majority of the other moms like you, or what's like the percentage of women that like you versus don't like you?
I think most of the moms like me.
Oh, okay.
I think we're all kind of in agreement that they might be a little harsh this year.
Okay.
So you mean the people that run the school, not the other moms, or both?
Not the other moms. Okay. So far, I haven't encountered that. But maybe not even the ones that run the school, but maybe just in our little...
your little group.
Class.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So why would they not like... Why would people not like you?
I think basically what's happening is I just think someone doesn't like me if they're kind of cold.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it's just their personality. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not. Like, I'm warm. I'll talk to a brick wall. I know people say that. I hate that. But it's true. Like, I'll just talk to anybody. You know me. But some people, there's just their personality to be cold and kind of distant, not very tight. So
yeah, if you saw Rob out in public, he would be that way to you.
Yeah, and my feelings would be hurt.
Even though he knows you, especially if he knows
you. Yeah, that's the problem with that.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
I do love to sit down with a nice glass of wine and open People magazine from time to time. And that's where I stumbled across this little excerpt from Benny Blanco, who's dating Selena Gomez. He said, I do a thing where I also don't believe in always shampooing your hair or conditioning your hair. I'm really clean, but I don't shower every day. But some people I know shower 2-3 times a day. But I feel like the oils on your skin don't have time to rejuvenate and get juicy. I want there to be an aroma as I'm walking by. I want it to smell a little bit like a man, a little bit feminine. I definitely lean a little bit more feminine in every sense. So I don't know if that's how it works.
It's not. I'm telling you, these Hollywood people are just lunatics.
That's a long way of saying you don't shower.
Exactly.
Just say it.
Right. Yeah. I'm too lazy to take a shower every day. That's what he's saying.
You're nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Just go ahead and stick with the feminine side. We don't want you over here.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Hey, I wonder if there are these med spas and things like that that are running specials today since it's National Botox Day.
Yeah.
Or that they ran specials today. For some.
Yeah, it's actually a nationwide thing. And if you get...
That's why it's called National Botox Day.
Sorry. I guess what I meant is... Yeah, you're right. Good call. Not certain salons, but I think the main distributor of the Botox is doing a deal. So you can, on their app, buy a $50 gift card and get $50 for free.
Whoa. So
yeah.
Buy one, get one free. Is it Botox comes from one manufacturer?
So like Allergan or Galderma, you know, they have different producers of certain things. So they have a producer for Botox.
Really? Yeah. Can you imagine what the security and all and the storage of that stuff is? Because it's botulism. Can you imagine how tight that must be?
Yeah. It's like the crown jewel. Like that's our thing.
Yeah. If I had to run a heist, it would be to steal that.
Can you imagine Lindsay heading up a heist?
Okay, everyone's got to look cute. Wearing all black, but...
I am not wearing that mask.
Yeah.
This is Ocean's 15.
Yeah.
We're not worried about the money. We're going for the Botox.
The Botox.
So how long do you think it will be, though, before Botox can just be over the counter and people give it to themselves?
I don't think ever.
You don't?
Mm-mm. Yep.
Will they ever make a Botox cream or something like that that you could use?
They've tried. I have it.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Petox, and it's not the same.
It's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's a serum.
Yeah.
Is it urine?
Mm. It's like P-tox. I don't know what it stands for.
But it does have the whatever that makes it Botox, like the botulism stuff in it?
It doesn't have that, so I don't know if they'll ever make a cream with that in it, but it's supposed to have the similarities of what Botox does. It's supposed to do the same thing. It's okay. I mean, I use it every night. I mean, of course I do. It was expensive, and I got it for free, so I'm going to use it. Yeah, but I don't think it's not this. It's not compared. I'm still going to get Botox.
So do the companies let you test out cosmetics and all? Like they let Rob test video games and board games and stuff?
Yeah.
Mountain Dew?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Sometimes.
You know, Rob took his vacation time one time. Was it Seattle you went and tried out a video game that they were about to market?
It was a card game I went to go play. Oh.
Look at you. You're like famous.
Wow.
In that industry.
Kind of a big deal.
Sure is. Always.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
Hey, Riggins, you tend to be sensitive sometimes about, you know, when people say certain things to you, like in the cashier wants to know why, you know, what'd she say? Are you having a party?
You having a picnic?
Having a picnic because you were buying beer and chips and all that, and you got offended and told her to mind her business. Would you take this to be a compliment or not a compliment? Some guy told me the other day that I look like a pocket watch kind of guy. You look like you'd be a pocket watch guy.
The pocket watch, like on the chain?
Yeah.
I don't know how I would react to that.
I didn't know how to react either.
Is that up?
Because he was looking at my watch, because I like to wear different watches and stuff. And he was complimenting my watch. He goes, but, you know, you look more like a pocket watch kind of guy.
I'd ask for clarification. I'm like, what specifically about me? That would really throw me for a loop.
Maybe it's the monocle.
Yeah, could be that.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
So it is so fun to have Lindsay back on the show when she can be here. She's also got a whole life outside of the show. She's got kids. She's always picking them up, and she's a busy girl. busy woman. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I do have one little issue. Whenever she leaves in the morning, she puts her coffees in my trash. So weeks ago, she was like, do you mind if we share a trash can? I was like, yeah, well, obviously, yeah. Get your own trash can. No. She started putting her coffees that are still filled up in my trash can. So here's one. Here's two. And they've all got liquid in them. Two. Three.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Four. This one has about, I don't know, a cup of milk. So I've got rotting milk next to my face. I mean, and I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. But until she gets back here on the radio, then I'll confront her about it. Maybe I'll make it awkward. But we're going to have to do something about that.
Now, do you see why when we first moved into this office, I tried to get everybody to abide by the rule of the trash cans under the desks are for paper only?
Yeah, I get
because, I mean, it's for paper, not garbage.
Yeah, I understand that. But when you are like somebody like Lindsay, you don't have to follow the rules to a letter. That's just
why
it's pretty privilege.
Oh, pretty privilege.
Yeah, I think you kind of get away with stuff. So, am I going to confront her about it? No, but I may make some sort of comment like, oh, maybe you empty it out before you put it in the trash. So I have two cups of coffee and milk next to my face. But listen, she can do no wrong. She could come in here and mace me. And I would still say, yeah, that's fine.
But you know, my wife has that too, that pretty privilege.
It's a good thing, but it can also backfire.
Yeah. But my wife doesn't have it as much like people just doing stuff for her and giving her things and all of that. It's more, like I've always said, that attractive people get credit for being sweeter than they actually are.
Yeah.
You know, my wife is nice to people and sweet to people, but for a pretty person to be just average nice.
Yeah.
People think that they're super nice because you don't expect good looking people to be nice.
Exactly.
You know,
which I'm totally okay with. I think you deserve, if you're good looking, that's a valuable asset in our society. So you should get treated differently. I do believe that.
I mean, if they're nice to begin with, but you know, a pretty not nice person to begin with doesn't get any credit from me.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, I'll give them the world. That's what I'm looking for, actually.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Two things I saw on the internet this morning. I saw somebody say my outfit is on fleek.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not kidding. In an Instagram story. And she's not at the age where she thinks like, oh, it's like funny. She's kind of a younger person, but she said my outfit is on fleek, and that threw me for a loop. I haven't heard that in a while.
Yeah.
The other thing is the debate that has been restarted on specifically on X, formerly Twitter, is throwing an apple core out littering. A lot of people making the argument that it is not littering because it's biodegradable.
Yeah.
Some people also saying, yes, it is littering. Even if a rat comes up to take it away, you wouldn't throw an apple core out in the parking lot of a mall.
Here's the rule. In the city, it's litter. In the country, it's not.
Boom.
Because an animal's going to eat it in the country pretty fast.
Solved. You're welcome.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime.